Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia's Prosecuting Attorney's Council announced this week it will review records of potential child abuse in the Catholic Church. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
The third-party investigation led by the state's district attorneys stems from a meeting with Attorney General Chris Carr earlier this year. The review will include all files and documents from the Archdiocese of Atlanta and the Diocese of Savannah. In a statement released today, AG Chris Carr said, quote, "Those who abuse children or who cover up such acts must finally be held accountable." Atlanta's Archbishop said he and Savannah's Bishop will fully cooperate with the review. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
There are just over a million Catholics in the Atlanta Diocese of North Georgia. Georgia has its first statewide policy addressing dyslexia. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on several education bills signed today by Governor Brian Kemp.
At Wheeler High School in Marietta, the governor signed a bill that would require schools to screen every kindergarten student for dyslexia starting in 2024. It will also train teachers to better identify the learning disability and help students. Here's one of the bill's sponsors, Senator P.K. Martin of Lawrenceville.
From this day forward, we will begin the process of making sure that students, all students, receive the tools that they need to succeed.
Other new laws include adding computer science courses to high schools and extending the eligibility period of the Hope Scholarship. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Georgia is scheduled to execute its first prisoner this year. As GPB's Sophia Salaby reports, the execution will take place in Jackson.
The Georgia Parole Board denied clemency to Scotty Garnell Moreau late Wednesday. Moreau is a convicted double murderer. He killed two women in 1994 and was later sentenced to death. In 2018, Georgia executed two inmates. There are currently 50 people on death row in Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.